You're holding daf Yud Beis. We'll go over again the last Gemara we learned yesterday. Again, the Shaila was, we had a machloikis, still really in the Brises. One Brises says that a Beis HaKnesses has Tumas Negoyim, and one Brises says a Beis HaKnesses does not have Tumas Negoyim. So the Gemara says, for what one teretz, the last teretz was, v'hod dikrochim, v'hod dikvorim. We're talking about a difference whether the city is in the Beis HaKnesses is in the big city, the Krochim, then they have no Tumas Negoyim. If the Beis HaKnesses is in a small city, then they have a Tumas Negoyim. So Rashi explains the Havamina right now is that in the big cities, a lot of people come there, so therefore it's considered like a Rishus HaRabim, like it belongs to the Rabbin. Therefore it's not Miyuchah, there's no Bailim, there's no owner to the Beis HaKnesses, therefore it has no Tumas Negoyim. Mashenken Dikvorim, in a small city, there's only a few people using the shul, therefore everybody is Nikah, the Bailim is Nikah, and we say it as if it's Kebeis HaShutfim, and therefore there is a Tumas Negoyim. This is the Havamina. Now the Gemara says, what Tanya, Morias Aspira, we have Lekash, we go to the Braisa, Achuzaskem, the Pasuk says, Achuzaskem Metama Benegoyim, V'yen Yerushalayim Metama Benegoyim. Oman Yom says that Bechlal, any bayit, any house in Yerushalayim, has no Tumas Negoyim. Even if you find the Nega, it doesn't have any Tuma. And Amr Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Ani lo shemati ele mokem migdish, bilvad. I only heard that the Mokem of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the only place that doesn't have Tumas Negoyim. Of the Yerushalayim itself does have Tumas Negoyim. But our koponim, ho boti kinesias, ho boti medroshes, mitama ben Negoyim, the alpha gav de krachen ninu. Here it's mashm according to both of them, zay according to Rabbi Yehuda, zay according to Tanakamo, it's only Yishal of Yerushalayim, or else the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have Tumas Negoyim. But any other place does have Tumas Negoyim, even though it's a basic kinesis of the krochem of big cities. And we'll soon see the reason why Yerushalayim doesn't have Tumas Negoyim, or else why the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have any Tumas Negoyim. Like Rashi says, Ava mokem migdash bovad, shekesh shekona dovid es gerim mi'arenom, hayavusi gova kesem mikol shevet v'shevet, because I mean it was a misafrish, kinesh kuzad kochim, that the Beis HaMikdash, that mokem like belongs to everybody. So again, it's not called the place miyuchah to one person, therefore there's no Tumas Negoyim. That's a beauty shita. But Yerushalayim, he holds it was nischalku l'shvatim, everybody owns it privately, therefore there is Tumas Negoyim in Yerushalayim. But our koponim in the stam basic kinesis, everybody holds there is Tumas Negoyim. So Gemara answers like this, no. Eima omer Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shemati ela mokem mekudish bilvad. That if Yehuda shita is any mokem mekudish, means any basic kinesis, does not have a Tumas Negoyim. And the reason is, we'll see later on, because again, it's not called Ubor, that the pasuk we had before, Ubor Asheloi HaBayis, that the bayis has to belong to you. It has to be a mokim miyuchid, this house belongs to you and not to a rabbin. And a mokim mekudish, which means like a Beis HaKnesses, since it belongs to the rabbin, it doesn't have any Tumas Negoyim. So I'll call upon him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Beis HaKnesses in the Kerochim, for sure does not have Tumas Negoyim. Now the Gemara says, what's the machloikis Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda about Yerushalayim? If even a private house in Yerushalayim doesn't have Tumas Negoyim or not? So Gemara says like this, Tanakama sovar Yerushalayim lo nischalku l'shvatim. The Tanakama holds that Yerushalayim does not have a din Yerusha. It was not given the Torah's Yerusha to any shevet, therefore it like belongs to the Rabbim, and therefore there's no din Tumas Negoyim. It doesn't have a locha for Nachozatchem, there's no din Yerusha in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Yerushalayim nischalku l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was given out when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Even Yerushalayim also was given out a Yerusha to the Shvatim. Over Plunta Dani Tanoi, this machlokes of Yerushalayim was nischalku l'shvatim or not is a machlokes Tanoim. The Tani learned like this: Mahoya bechalke shay Yehuda. What was in Yehuda's chelak in Yerushalayim? Har habayis halishches v'azoros. This was all the chelak of Yehuda. What part of Yerushalayim, of the Mokam HaMikdash, belonged to Binyamin? Ulam, the Heichal, Uveis Kodesh HaKadoshim. This all belonged to Binyamin. Now, Uritzura Hoysa Yoitza, Michalka Shal Yehuda. There was one like strip of land that belonged to Yehuda, and this strip of land went straight through the Nechneses Lechalka Shal Binyamin. It went through the Chelak of Binyamin. Uvohoye Mezbeach Bonui. And on this, the Mezbeach was built. So the kitzah of the Mizbeach was also built on the Chelik Shal Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, "Ubinyamin atzadik koyim itzayro leho lebolo b'chol yoyim." As Binyamin atzadik, this first means that the Binyamin, the tzadik Binyamin, the son of Yaakov Avinu. So the Ritzva speaks out, even though he didn't live to see the Beis HaMikdash, it means that his ruach hakodesh, he saw what's going to happen, and it bothered him right now. that Binyamin HaTzadik right now, when he was alive, while Yimitzdayr, it bothered him, that how come this strip of land is going to be taken away from him and being given to Yehuda, where the Mizbech is going to be built. Shenemal, at the Pasuk says, Choyfe Falof Kalayim, that it bothered him every day, he was like hovering over this piece of land that he lost. Lefikach, therefore, Zohar Binyamin HaTzadik V'Nasu Ush Pischin Ligvura. Therefore, Binyamin HaTzadik was Eicham, that the Shekhinah should be in his chelik, which means the Oren. The Oren, where the Torah was, where the Shekhinah was, that was in the chelik Shobinyamin. Shenemol, like the Pasuk says, Ubeng Seif of Shochin. So, Bekitza, you see here what, that Yerushalayim was Nizchalku L'Shvotim, even the Makom HaMikdash was given out part to Binyamin, part to Yehuda. So that's Pshat in the Yehuda Shita that says that Yerushalayim does have Tumas Nagoyim. Now, Vahai Tana Sova, Yerushalayim Loi Nizchalku L'Shvotim. But another Tana, like our Tana Kam Hold, Yerushalayim was not given out L'Shvotim. The Tanya we learned like this. Ein Maskirin Batim B'Yerushalayim. So the Dvos said it's talking about Bisman Oilu Regal. When the Eden used to come up from Chutz to Yerushalayim, into Yerushalayim, so the people living in Yerushalayim were not allowed to rent out their houses to the people coming up to the Regal. Why can't they rent out their houses, charge people for living in the house? Because it doesn't belong to them. He's like, Yerushalayim was not Nechalku L'Shvatim. The Gemara says, Rebbe Elezer, Rebbe Tzadik Omer, Afloy Mitos, you can't even rent out like a bed. And the Ritva speaks out, or the Tosis Yishonim says, it means the Mokum, where you have your bed, since the place, the floor, the ground, doesn't belong to you, you're not allowed to rent that out that either. In other words, when the people used to come to Eilat regularly, you couldn't charge anybody money for sleeping in your house or sleeping in your bed. Lefikach, the Gemara says, therefore, Mashma the Rabbona made a takana that Oiroi's Kodeshim, that the skin from the Kabonis that the Bailam take home with them, let's say you bring a Korban Shlomim, so the Locher is the skin, the aura of the animal, belongs to the Bailam. To the owner that brought the korban. So these owners, when they used to bring the korbanos, and then they went home to sleep in the inn, or to sleep by somebody's house in Yerushalayim, that Rabbona made a takona, that Baalei Ushbezichnan, like the owner of the inn, or the owner of the house where these people used to sleep, was Noitle Noisim Bezroya. They had a right to take it away from the people sleeping there, even by force. In other words, even though they did not have to pay real money, but they had this chus to get at least the skin away from them. Now, why the skin? The Omer Abaye says, Shema Mina, from here we see that Urcha Arya, like it's a good meat, it's a nice derech eretz, lemishpach inish, gulfam, a person should leave over to his innkeeper, where he stayed there, the gulfa, the leftover pitchers of wine, ulmashcha, and his skin, the leftover skin that he has, luyish bezia. He should leave it over to his innkeeper. So since there's a nice minig, like it's a midas toiva, till if you sleep by somebody's house, to leave him over this. So therefore here, by Olu Regolim in Yerushalayim, since the owner can't charge any money, Rabbona made a takona koponim, that the owner like has a right to take away the skin from the bottom of the people that are sleeping there. But I koponim, this town holds that Yerushalayim was not Nizchalku L'Shvatim, it does not really belong to the people living there. So this is the machlokes before Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. But our koponim were coming out so far, the according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita before it was Mokum Muktosh. Any place that's holy, like a basic Knesset, does not have Tumas Negoyim. Now the Havamina read that's only by a big city, the Krachin. Mashenkin, the Kvorim, in a small city, then we say, like Rashi said, since only a few people own the shul, it's like Nikur, we can realize who the owners are, that's considered like Bayis Loi. Fred the Gemara, is that true? The Kvorim, Mima, Tama, Negoyim? Does even in the small cities, a shul, does a basic Knesset have Tumas Negoyim? For a time, it was learned like this. The Pasuk says, Liachuza, we darshanat sheyich b'shuwaisa. There's no Tumas Negoyim until first the Eden captured Eretz Yisrael. What about Kiv Shuwai Savloi Chalkum? Let's say they captured it, but they did not divide up the land, L'Shvatim, or else Chalku L'Shvatim. They already divided up the land. Each Shevet got their Chalik, but V'loi Chalku L'Veis Ovis, in each Shevet did not divide up to each Mishpacha. Each family didn't get their Chalik yet. What about Chalku L'Veis Ovis? No, even after they divided up Eretz Yisrael, that each mishpach, each family, got the portion of land that belongs to them, but v'yein kol echad makirish loy. Let's say there were a few people in the family, and we don't know exactly which person owns which land. Minayin, how do we know that there's no tumas negoyim yet? Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, ubo asher loy habayis, that you have to come to a house that belongs to you. So we darshin mishe miyuchid loy, that's miyuchid, it's set aside for you. Everybody knows this land, this house belongs to you. Yotzu Elu goes out this case when they first conquered Eretz Yisrael, even though they divided up Lishvotim, and each Sheva gave it out to the Mishpacha. But since everybody in the Mishpacha does not know which land belongs to them yet, that's not called Ubo Ashaloi. Shem Yuchadim Loi. So the Chur Huadin of Beis Knesset Kfarim, even though there's only a few people that own it, but still it's not Nikr, it's not Meyuchad, which part of the Shul belongs to who. So therefore still not called Meyuchad to a special person. So the Chura, according to the Svara, the Kfarim should also not have Tumas Nagoyim. So how could you answer on top the Stira to the Brisa, that one Brisa said the Beis Knesset does have Tumas Nagoyim, and one Brisa says it doesn't have? You want to answer the difference is, one is the Beis Knesset, the Kruachim of the big cities, that does not. But the small ones of the Kfarim does have Tumas Nagoyim. According to the Svara right now, even the Kfarim should not have Tumas Nagoyim. So how are we answering the Stira before we had on the Brises? So the Gemara says, Elamachvarta Kashnina Mikara. We have to come on to the terrace we said before, that the difference is, one Bryce is talking about where in the shul, there's a base diru there, the chaz and the shamash sleeps there. So since that room is miyuchad to him, it's a private room there, he sleeps there, therefore it's called, it could have tumas negoyim. And the Bryce that says there's no tumas negoyim is talking about where nobody sleeps in the shul. Therefore just on the basic nesses itself, since it's not miyuchad for labaylim, it's not called abor, asher huvoa, asher loy habayis. Therefore, there's no tumas negoyim. So the Moravite, and the Mishnah says, "Umaskinan loy koyin acher," that we're afraid before Yom Kippur, we have to prepare a second koyin gadol. Let's say we're afraid maybe the first koyin gadol will come tamei. He can't do the avoda. So therefore, we have a second koyin gadol set aside. He'll be able to do the avoda. So the Gemara like this now. Pshita, it's very good to us. We understand that ira boy psul koydim tamei shoshacher. Let's say the koyin gadol on Yom Kippur became Tommy at night before they brought the Tommy Shoshachar in the morning. So now we have to appoint the second Kohen Gadol. So the Shiloh is, before a Kohen Gadol does the Avoidam, he has to have Chinuch. Like he has to be like, it's Yedua, we know that he's the Kohen Gadol. He has to do something to show he's a Kohen Gadol before he can start doing the Avoidam. So Bishleim, if the first Kohen became Tommy before the Tommy Shoshachar, then we understand that Mechan Chinoisai be Tommy Shoshachar. We let the second Kohen Gadol now, he brings the Tamei Shoshachar. Now when he brings the Tamei Shoshachar, he has to wear the 8 Begodim. So B'Shas he's wearing these 8 Begodim and doing the Avoda, that's called the Chinuch. Like everybody sees he's the Kohen Gadol, he's wearing the special Begodim. So that's called the Chinuch, it's good he has a Shem Kohen Gadol, and later he can start doing the Avoda Sayoyim. But what's going to be? Ela Ira Boi Psul. Let's say no, B'Shas they brought the first Tomei in the morning, the first Kohen Gadol was okay. He first became Posel, became Tomei after they brought the Tomei Shoshachar. So now you have to start using the second Kohen Gadol, going directly into Lefnai Lefnim, to start to do the Avoida on Yom Kippur itself. Fred Gemara V'mayim Mechan Chinoisai. How does he become like a Kohen Gadol? Because the Shiloh is a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he does the Avoida Lefnim inside, he only wears Dalad Begodim. The same 4 begodim that a Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year, those are the begodim that a Kohen Gadol wears when he goes Lefnai Lefnim. So this Kohen Gadol now, up until now he was a Kohen Hedyot. Right now he's becoming to be a Kohen Gadol. What is he going to be wearing special? Like how are we going to see that he's a Kohen Gadol? If he goes straight to do the Avodah Sayyim, he only wears Dalad Begodim the same way a regular Kohen Hedyot wears Dalad Begodim. So for the Gemara Kasha, B'ma Mechan Chinoisai, how do we give him a Chinuch? Like how is it Nikr? How do we see that he's the Kohen Gadol? That's the way Rashi learns here. B'ma Mechan Chinoisai, Rashi says, Harei Avodas Yom Kippurim Shachar Atomet Bi'abor Begodim Hi. The Kohen also only wears 4 Begodim. Uvama Hu Nikr Shu Kohen Gadol Mi'olam. How do we see that he's a Kohen Gadol? Ve'echin Yotzem Ed Yotis. How did he go out of his status before that he was called the Kohen Hedyot? There's a din before, like you have to become a Kohen Gadol with a chinuch by showing something b'shas avoda that you're a Kohen Gadol. So here, when you start to do the avoda on Yom Kippur itself, after the Tomei Shoshachar, the next avoda is being done inside Lefnai Lefnim with only the 4 begodim. So how is it nika now you're a Kohen Gadol? Is Omer Ravada Barava? So he gives it. Ravada Barava wants to give a teretz the avnit. So he wears the special avnit. Is the avnet, the gartel that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, that the Torah says is made out of boots. It's made out of pure linen. It's not made out of any wool inside. There's no klayim involved. So Mashmah the Gemara means to say that the regular avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year, that's made out of klayim. That's made out of wool and linen. Mashenkin, the gartel that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur when he goes lefnai lefnim, that's only made out of boots. So according to this, it's good. When he starts to put on this girdle of boots, now it's nikra that he's a Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Hedyot doesn't wear such a girdle. So the Gemara says, Honich leman diyama, this is very good. According to the man diyama, we'll soon see an Amad Beis that holds Avnei Tosh HaKohen Gadol, Zehu Avnei Tosh HaKohen Hedyot. That the avnet, the girdle that a Kohen Gadol wore the whole year, that's the same type of a girdle that a Kohen Hedyot wore the whole year. Now, this much it says in the Torah, that the girdle of a Kohen Gadol depends. On Yom Kippur itself, it was only made out of boots, only made out of linen. Mashenkin, the girdle of a Kohen Gadol the whole year, was made out of klayim. There was wool and linen in there together. Now, there's a man diyama that says that just like the Kohen Gadol's avnet the whole year was made out of klayim, Hu Adin, that's the same avnet the Kohen Hedyot wore the whole year, was also made out of klayim. So then it's very good, because now on Yom Kippur, the avnet of the Kohen Gadol has to be made out of boots, out of linen only. So therefore it's nikkur right now, we can tell right now that this Kohen is a Kohen Gadol, because today he's wearing a different girdle than a regular Kohen Hedyot wears. So therefore it's very good. El Oloman de Yomer, avnet tosh Kohen Gadol, loy zehu avnet tosh Kohen Hedyot, but according to the man de Yomer, it says no. The same girdle that a Kohen Gadol wears the whole year, which is made out of klayim, is not the same girdle a Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year. Has this man the Yom holds that a Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year an avnet made out of boots only made out of linen, no klayim involved? So then, Ma'ikla Meimer, what can you say? Since the same girdle that a Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year, that's the same type of a girdle that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, which is also only made out of boots. So again, when this Kohen now puts on these Dalet Begodim to go in Lefnai Lefnim, how is it nikkur that he's a Kohen Gadol? He's wearing the same Avnut on Yom Kippur, which is made out of boots. According to this Man D'Yoma, this is the same Avnut that a regular Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year. So again, how is it nikkur is chinuch? So the Gemara answers, Omar Abai gives a teretz, I tell you, Loivesh Shmoina, let this second Kohen Gadol, after the first Kohen Gadol already brought the Tomei Shoshachim, then he became Postle, became Tommy. So now with the second Kohen Gadol, let him first do this Avodah and put on the eight Begodim. His Loivish Shemoinah. Let him put on his eight Begodim, the Tzitz, the Choshen, the Eifoid. Let him put it on. U'mahapech b'tinura. And let him do this Avodah, let him take a spoon, let him take a fork, and let him mix up the pieces of meat, the pieces of the Tomei Shoshachar, the pieces of meat from that Korban Olah, let him mix it up on the Mizbeach to let it burn better. That's called Mahapech B'Tzenura. Let him mix around, push around the pieces of meat on the Mizbeach and it'll burn better that way. And that's also called an Avoidim. Ukud Rav Huna, like Rav Huna. The Yomar Rav Huna said, Zar Shehofach B'Tzenura. If a Zar, a regular Yisrael, not a Kohen, went and took this fork and mixed around, moved around the pieces of meat on the Mizbeach, you should know that Lachar is Chayiv Misa. That Zara is Chayiv Misa. So what do you see? It's called an Avoida. So therefore now on Yom Kippur in the morning also, even though you don't have to do this Avoida, but Akoporim is called an Avoida. So the Lachar from Chinuch is was saying that the Kohen Gadol, he has to first do an Avoida that's Nikkur. We could all tell that he's a Kohen Gadol. So therefore let him do this Avoida of moving around the pieces of meat when the random is there to burn better. And when he's doing this Avoida, since we're making him a Kohen Gadol, he has to wear the eight Begodim. So now that he wears his eight Begodim to do this Avoida, that's called Chinuch. That's called its Nikkur. We can all tell and realize that he is the Kohen Gadol. So this is the way we'll get him to look like a Kohen Gadol. Now, even though you don't really have to do this, so according to Shaila, how are you allowed to do it on Yom Kippur? Look, you're over the Issa Mavir. You're like moving the meat on the fire. You're making it burn better. You're being Mavir. So basically, what you have to say is that the Avoidas on Yom Kippur, or the Avoidas, is Hutra. The Avoid Yom Kippur is Hutra. You're allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. So any Avoid that you're doing is Hutra. You're allowed to do it. So this Avoid also, since it is called an Avoid to move around the pieces of meat on them is better, let them burn better, even though you don't have to do it. But if you do it, though, Avada, it's Mutter to do it even on Yom Kippur. So that's the Eitzah now. We'll let the Kohen Gadol, before it starts to do the Avoidas of the Yom, where he only wears the Dalet Begodim Lefnai Lefnim, before he starts to do that Avoida, let him first put on his eight Begodim, and he'll do this new type of an Avoida. He'll take a fork and move around the pieces of meat from the Korban HaTomid on the fire, and that's called an Avoida. So the Mara Rapapa says, another Teretz, You're asking a question, how is this Kohen Gadol Nikur? How do we realize that he's a Kohen Gadol? He doesn't wear the eight begodim. The Teretz is Einach Nami. You don't have to have chinuch because of the begodim. You don't have to wear special begodim. It's enough avodos mechan chosai. The fact that on Yom Kippur everybody knows that Stam HaKohen is not allowed to do the avoda. The only one that could do the avoda, could bring the Karbonas Hayoim on Yom Kippur is the Kohen Gadol. So when you start to do this avoda, it's nikkur. That's for this alone we see that you're the Kohen Gadol. So avodos mechan chosai. It's enough just to do the avoda. That's mechanachiyu. Like Rashi says, avodos mechan chosai. Avoidas Yom HaKippur Atzmo. The avoda of Yom Kippur itself is mechanach. She'eino k'shere elu b'koyin godol. The avoda is only kosher with the koyin godol. V'ze oivdo mechanchosoy l'kuna g'derlo. And the fact this koyin is starting to do these avoidas, that's good for the chinuch, that shows us that he's a koyin godol. That's called his chinuch. The Gemara brings a raya. Milo etanyo, didn't we learn in a braisa, that kol ha'kelim shasu Moshe. All the kelim in the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, how does it get its kedusha? Mishichosen nikachosen. If we pour on it from the Sheman Hamishka on the Kalim, that was Makadish these Kalim to use for Klishoris now. Mikan Vielich after Moshe Rabbeinu, Avoidosa Mechanchosen. How does the Klishoris, how does the Kalim in the Migdish and the Beis Hamikdash become Kaddish? The fact we use it. It's the first time we take this Kli and we'll Makambo the Dam in it from a Korban, that's Makadish it to get the Shem Kedusha. So you see, doing the Avoida, doing the work with the Kali, that's Makadish the Kalim. His Hochinam here also by the Kohen Gadol. Avoidosa Minchan Chosei. The fact he does the Avoida on Yom Kippur, that alone is Nikr that he's a Kohen Gadol, because Tam Kohen cannot do the Avoida today, so the Avoida alone is Mechanechim. So the Gemara Kiyosi Ravdimi. When Ravdimi came, now we're going to go back to the Machlokes we had before. What type of an Avnet did a Kohen Hegid wear a whole year? Now Kiyosi Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, Omar he said like this. Avnetoy shekoyin hedyit. What's the locha of the avnet, the garto that a koyin hedyit wore a whole year? What type of a garto was it? It's a machoikis Rebbe v'Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. That chadomar one says shoklayin. It was talking made out of klayin. It's the same way the koyin godol's avnet the whole year was made out of klayin. Who are then the koyin hedyit's avnet the whole year was made out of klayin? That's Rebbe Shita. No, we'll soon see who. It doesn't say who so far. Just as one of them says like that. V'chadomer, and one says, no, shelbutz, that the avnet of the Kohen Hedyit the whole year was made out of just pure linen, the same way the Kohen Gadol's avnet that he wore on Yom Kippur was made out of. So tomorrow, this time, I bring you a raya, the Rebbe who the Yom HaShoklayim, that it's Rebbe Shita, the Rebbe is the one that says that a Kohen Hedyit's avnet the whole year is made out of klayim. The time you will learn like this, as the Bryce that says like this, that ein ben Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedyit, Ela Avnet. The only difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyit is the Avnet. There's a difference in the Avnet, the garment that they wear. And we'll soon see. Divrei Rebbe. This is Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon Oimer. Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon says, Afloi Avnet. No, even the Avnet is the same. There's no difference. Even the Avnet is the same type of an Avnet that the Kohen Gadol wears and the Kohen Hedyit wears. Now the Gemara says like this. Amos, when are we talking about? When is this Bryce talking about that it's a question, what's the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyit? For Godim, it's a question if the Avnet is the same or not. For the Gemara, Inein, if you want to tell me, Pishar Yemois Hashana, we're talking about the rest of the year. For the Gemara, Tuva Iko, there's a lot of differences between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyit the rest of the year. That Kohen Gadol, Mishamish Bishmeino, a Kohen Gadol has to wear eight begodim. He has to wear the tzitz, he wears the choshen, he wears the ephod, he wears the mil. He has four separate begodim that a Kohen Hedyit does not wear. So what do you mean there's only a question if the avnet is different? There are a lot of begodim that are different. The Hedyit b'yarbo, and a Kohen Hedyit only wears four begodim throughout the year. He only wears his michnesayim, the underpants, oksainis, the robe, then he wears the avnet, the gartel, then he wears the mikvois, he has his hat. Elalah, Sukhur, you have to say this Bryce is talking about Yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur, that when the Kohen Gadol does the avoid Lefnayim Lefnim, he only has to wear Dalad Begodim. So now the question, those Dalad Begodim the Kohen Gadol wears, Lukhur is the same Begodim that a Kohen Hedyit wears the whole year. So it's a machlekes though, what type of an Avnet does the Kohen Hedyit wear the whole year? Because that's for sure we know, that the Avnet, the Gartel, the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, was made out of boots. Now the question is, what about the avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wore the whole year? So now, since you see that Rebbe says that the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was different than the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, so it's a raya, what type of an avnet did the Kohen Hedyot wear throughout the whole year? It was made out of kelayim. That's why, since the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was made out of boots, so the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was different. That's the raya that Rebbe is the one that says the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was made out of boots, was made out of kelayim, different than what the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur. So Morris says, no, maybe there's no raya from here. Moses Amri Loi, maybe from here you can't bring any raya. Liyolam, I'll tell you, Bishar Yemois Hashona. Maybe this price is also talking about the rest of the year. Uvahanech Tishovim. I, the question was, the rest of the year, there's a lot of differences between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Gadol wears 8 begodim, and the Kohen Hedyot only wears 4 begodim. What the Braisa means to say is, Uvahanech Tishovim, on these 4 begodim, that they both wear the same thing, the Michnasayim, the Ksoinis, the Avnet, and the Mikbois are all the same thing. So the Machloikis on the Avnet that the Kohen Gadol wore the whole year, or the Avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wore the whole year, is it the same or not? So according to this pshat, since Rebbe says they're different, now that we know that the Kohen Gadol's Avnet that he wore a whole year was made out of Kelayim. So according to this pshat, if Rebbe says that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was different, you're going to have to say, what type of an Avnet does the Kohen Hedyot wear the whole year? He wears made out of boots. So they add a linen alone. So therefore from here we have Naraya, exactly which one was the one that said shall butz and which one was the one that said shall aklayim. So the Mara Kiyosi Ravim, when Ravim came, Omri said like this. This is for sure, that Avnei Toysha Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim Tivri Hakol shall butz, that everybody holds. That the Avnei the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur was made out of butz. That the Torah says clearly. That the Gartel, the Kohen Gadol wore, even though he only wore 4 begodim, when he went into the Ofnai Lefnim, the Avnet was made out of boots. Now, Bishar Yemois Hashona, the rest of the year, when the Kohen Gadol used to wear his Gartel, the Ivri Hakol everybody holds, Shol Kelayim. That the Torah also says, that the Gartel of the Kohen Gadol the rest of the year was made out of Kelayim. It had wool and linen inside it. Now, where's the Machlokes here now? Lenechleku, the whole Machlokes is only, Ela Biavneto Shokoyen Hedyot. The Machlokes is, what type of an Avnet, what type of a Gartel, did the Kohen Hedyot wear the whole year? Bein b'shar yemois hashana, bein b'yom hakippurim. Whether he did something on Yom Kippur, or whether he did something the whole year, there's no difference for Kohen Hedyot. He wears the same begodim the whole year on Yom Kippur. This is the machlokes. What type of an avnet, what type of a gartel, did the Kohen Hedyot wear throughout the whole year? Shall Rebbe Yoimer Rebbe says shoklayim, that the Kohen Hedyot's avnet was also made out of klayim. Just like the Kohen Gadol's Avnet of the whole year was made out of Kelayim. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Oimer Shel Butz, he holds no, that the Avnet, the Gartel of the Kohen Hedyot, the whole year, was made out of linen. The same way the Kohen Gadol's Avnet on Yom Kippur was made out of Butz, who had been the Avnet of a regular Kohen Hedyot throughout the whole year, was also made out of Butz. So that's this Machlokes. Fighter. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Af Hana Namatanina. I'll bring your Raya, we also learn like this. That Rebbe is the one that says, Shol Kelayim. That Rebbe holds what type of an Avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wear throughout the whole year? It was made out of Kelayim. Now what's the Raya? Because we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Al Besoroi. Part of the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, in Tzav, by the Parsha of Trumas Hadeshin, it says when the Kohen should put on the Begodim, it says Al Besoroi. For the Gemara, Matam Adloim Yilbush. How come the Pasuk has to say an extra word of Yilbash? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Al Besoroi, Gabe Trumas Hadeshin Ksiv, by the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin every single morning, a Kohen. It didn't have to be a Kohen Gadol, it could even be a regular Kohen. A Kohen Gadol could also do it. But a Kohen has to go in and take off a shovelful of ashes off the Mizbech and put it on the side of the Mizbech. Now the Pasuk says, V'lovash HaKohen Midevad. The Kohen has to wear his ksoinis, his robe, or michnesei bat. He also has to wear his underpants. Yilbash al besori. Says an extra word, yilbash. Fred Gizok Rashi. Vehevel el amichtav o michnesei bat al besori. The Pasuk just should have said that his underpants should be on his flesh. To aksib ereisha the crew of a lovash. The Pasuk starts off saying,